ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट 7. श्री प्रह्लाद उवाच. न केवलं मे भवतश्च राजन् स वै बलं बलिनां च परेषां परे वरेमि स्थिरजङ्गमाये ब्रह्मादयो येन वशं प्रणीता. Sri Parado. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj said, "My dear King, the source of my strength of which you are asking is also the source of yours. Indeed, the original source of all kinds of strength is one. He is not only your strength or mine, but the only strength for everyone. Without him, no one can get any strength, whether moving or not moving. Superior or inferior, everyone, including Lord Brahma, is controlled by the strength of the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Purport. Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, यद्यद् विभूति मत्सत्वं श्रीमद् ऊर्जितमेव वा तत्तत् एव अनुगच्छत्वं मम तेजांस संभवम्. Know that all beautiful, glorious and mighty creations spring from but the spark of my splendor. This is confirmed by Prahlad Maharaj. If one sees extraordinary strength or power anywhere, it is derived from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To give an example, there are different grades of fire, but all of them derive heat and light from the sun. Similarly, all living entities, big or small, are dependent on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One's only duty is to surrender, for one is a servant and cannot independently attain the position of master. One can attain the position of master only by the mercy of the master, not independently. Unless one understands this philosophy, he is still a mooda. In other words, he is not very intelligent. The moodas, the asses, do not have this intelligence, cannot surrender into the Supreme Personality of God. Understanding the subordinate position of the living entity takes millions of births. But when one is actually wise, he surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Bahunam janmanamante jnanavanmam prapatyate vasudevas sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha." After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Prahlad Maharaj was a great soul, a Mahatma, and therefore he completely surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord. He was confident that Krishna would give him protection under all circumstances. Oh, my son Prahlad, you rascal. So this is a question. Hiranyakashipu is put forward to Prahlad Maharaj. Hiranyakashipu tried his best in all various means to subdue Prahlad Maharaj. But he saw Prahlad is getting more and more power and strength. And after seeing Prahlad's strength, he did not click to him before. But now he is asking this question, that where are you getting this strength from? Because he thought he's a mere boy, Hiranyakashipu himself thought he's the most powerful person. But now he is kind of, something is coming in his heart. Why I am not able to defeat him or kill him? So where you are getting this strength from? So then answer to this question, Prahlad Maharaj is telling. My dear father, the strength where you are getting, the same source I am also getting the strength from. As Sudama Prabhu mentioned, the source of the strength is the same only. He says, just like a tube light is asking the fan, where are you getting the power to move so fast? So Hiranyakashipu is like tube light, it's not it. Click to him. So he's asking, Prahlad, where are you getting the power from? And then Prahlad is answering, not only me or you, everybody is getting the strength from the Supreme Lord Himself. And Prabhupada says, understanding the subordinate position of the living entity takes millions of births. But when one is actually wise, he surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The modas, the asses, who do not have this intelligence, cannot surrender. So to understand that actually I am controlled by the Lord, I don't have power of my own, Krishna is the source of my power, it's not an easy thing. It takes, to understand the subordinate position of the living entity, takes millions of lifetimes. And the animals like asses doesn't have this intelligence. If you give some foodstuffs to the dog or some cat, they don't understand that this is coming from someone. They just see the food and as if they have full right, they eat that. And they think they got the power from their eating. They don't understand the source where it is coming from. So people like asses and dogs, at least dog has some gratitude. Okay, so he's giving me. But generally, the animal mentalities act according to instinct. It doesn't think who is giving me, where is the source of this. Where there is food available, they immediately eat it. So eating without knowing the source, something like this. First question, where this is coming from? Who made it? But animals, they just eat. So they don't have any kind of understanding of who is giving me, who is the source of this, or where is the source of this item. They just eat. So they don't understand that we are depending on others. And as soon as they're beaten up, then they look, you know, who is beating me? We hear one famous story that there was a big landlord and he was throwing a lot of jewels and articles from top of his floor. And people come and pick that up every day at the same time. And he was feeling little, you know, feeling bad that nobody is actually thanking me. Nobody even looking at me. I'm throwing all the way all these nice, fine items. And his friend told, tomorrow you throw instead of nice, you know, jewels, other thing, you throw stones. So next day you throw stone from the top. Then people started looking at you. Who is throwing stones to? So, gratefulness means that where I am getting, what I am getting. So the source of our power, of everyone's power is Krishna. But if a person doesn't know that where he is getting everything what he has, then it's actually, Prabhupada says that it's less intelligence and animals like asses. And even if they have intelligence, they use all their intelligence to deny the source of their existence. They use all their intelligence, somehow or other forget that who is our source. So the materialistic society, I quote this very often, that it's not that they don't know. Hiranyakashipu also understood that something is missing from him, you know, he's not getting that strength to kill Prahlad, but he's vehemently want to, in fact when Narsingadev appeared, he says, Hari have come to kill me. He understood this is Hari himself, but he want to kill him. So materialist society, they want to kill the Lord, and they use all their intelligence for that purpose. So the modern society, they want to take, they want to control the people, they want to enjoy. So they want to take the source of the people, which is God, away from them. Because without it, they can't control. If the politicians want to control the people, then they have to give what the people need. Because the people are mostly Shudras. And the political leaders, if they want to gain vote, then they have to satisfy the Shudras. And what the Shudras need? Happiness, sense gratification, sense enjoyment. So they provide all those necessities. That's what the politicians, they claim that, you know, we'll give you this, we'll give you that, you know. Television in everybody's house, that's how some political party won the vote. And there is, we'll give whatever you want, you know. Whatever you want, we'll give you. And the public also have some religious fear. So if they have the religious fear, then they don't indulge in sense gratification. And if they don't indulge in sense gratification, the economy of the country will not go fast. So even the political leaders of the great countries, in order to keep their economical standard high, they want to encourage people into consumerism and, you know, enjoy life. Don't become satisfied. Because if they become satisfied, then they will not put vote to the government. So they encourage, you know, shop till you drop. The Prime Minister himself goes on the shopping day. He goes to the market, shopping mall. I am also buying, you also keep buying. You know. And because unless people buy, then the economy of the country will crash. And the politicians cannot control the people. So they make sure that people enjoy. And because only when they have enjoyment tendency, they will, for their need of enjoyment, they look to the government. And whichever party gives the maximum enjoyment, they will get the vote. So then, and people have some faith in God, fear of God. You know, what will happen if you perform sinful activities? So, they want to remove that fear from people. Don't worry, there is no ultimate source of, there is no ultimate power. You just enjoy. But what about, you know, we are created by God. God created us. He is our source. Then they say, they use their intelligence, you know. It's God-given intelligence. They use that. And through various scientific propaganda, they want to remove God from the picture of people. So what they are thinking, what they are telling with so much of, you know, intelligence, that actually, you are not actually born from God. You are not created by God. You are actually coming from monkey. You are nothing to do with God, or neither, if at all God is there, is nothing to do with you. You are coming from monkey. Darwin's theory. Because you are nothing to do with God, and because God is out of picture, and his scripture is also out of picture. Author is not there, the books are not there. So then you don't have to worry about the loss of the scripture. You don't worry about the authority of the God. When God is not there, then you don't worry about heaven or hell, all those things. Enjoy life. Live life king size. Don't worry about, you know, reaction. So people are encouraged. Like Hiranyakashipu, his country, his reign was, you know, that there is no God. In fact, he created his own mantra. Om Hiranyaya Namaha. Don't Om Namo Narayana, I forget Om Hiranyaya Namo. I am the God. And what is pious activity? That if you do sinful activity, you are getting pious credit. If you do pious activity, you are getting sinful credit. So he removed God from the picture, and he removed the fear of the people. They enjoy sense gratification, and I will keep providing you. And people are happy with him. And those who are pious really want to lead a righteous life. They are very fearful. They are tortured so much. So the demonic mentality, the demons want to deny God. Why? Because they want to control the people. And the people are now fearless. Okay, no problem, we can enjoy. There's no, we are not created by God. We came from monkeys. And then the second problem for the politicians to control, or the rulers to control, or the Kali personified to control, is that the things around the world itself, and things which we want to enjoy, is I did not create it. It is created by God. God created the things. The mountain, the seas, the oceans. And everything is created by God. That is a common understanding. Everybody believes that. But then the demoniac Kali Yuga leaders, they again tax their intelligence. And they tax so much, and they found a new theory. Because people cannot enjoy things if they convince that that is belongs to someone else who is having a heart, who is having authority over that. So they want to make, you know, this is not produced by any person. It just came by chance. A big bang and just suddenly came. So it just came by chance. So you can also enjoy by any chance. You just enjoy. You choose and enjoy it. So that tactfully removed God from the picture, from two important items of control. From the people and from the things. So God is gone from the people. You came from monkey. Monkey doesn't ask anything. Don't worry. And the world is came from, you know, some chemicals. So chemical also doesn't ask you anything. Don't worry. So enjoy. Live life. But then people has to get some, you know, what they will enjoy. They get bored of enjoyment. So you have to find new items to enjoy. So there are industries in the age of Kali. Industry which is meant for many useless things. You know, how to, you know, you are producing some new items which actually spoils the whole earthly environment. Industries, chemical industries, nuclear industries, so many industries which give sense gratification but destroys the wholesome life of the planet Earth. So produce industries. And the industries produces all these items of sense gratification which is not actually necessary. And who is the brain behind to produce the items of the industry? That is the brains of the scientist. The scientist have to test their brain. What item I should produce new? There is a new machine come to scratch your back without using your hand going behind. New items, useless items. So many, they produce new items. Already have so many cars, but this car is something different car. This washing machine or that machine, this machine. They tax their brain. And to become a scientist, you need education. And what education is also geared. It's a big plan of conspiracy. And for these scientists to produce these items, they have to study. And this, for studying purpose, you want a PhD or something, the subject matters cannot be decided just by you. And for being PhD, all those things, you need some, you know, scholarship or money. And that subject is also given by them. You do some research, you know, by which, how can you increase sense gratification? Or funny PhDs, you know, or funny research, you know. How you can increase, study the life of the monkeys, how they're enjoying sex life. And you do PhD on that, you know. Or how the penguins are, you know, mating in the Antarctic. And you get a research scholar for that. Whole life going behind these things. So education is derived towards this direction. The scientist, do you become a scientist for that, after that? The whole propaganda is take God out of the picture, from the people and from the creation. So that is what the whole material civilization is. And because of that, what happens? The industries produces things, and the scientists give them the brain and the formulas, and the politicians try their best to give these things to the people and to encourage the people. The so-called philosophies comes that, you know, there is no God, you are the God, enjoy life. So the whole propaganda is that remove God from the picture, demonic philosophy. And when things goes wrong, they themselves confused. What to do now? What to do? Where is the? How can you solve the problems? One time in Chicago, one big police inspector asked Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, you know, we are trying our best to control the crime, but it's not possible to control the crime. Why it is happening? So these materialist people also want, they don't even leave God, they also want God for what? To serve them. In Roman, I heard some historical facts. Then the Romans captured the European countries. They were nothing to do with God, they were atheistic people. But they wanted God for what? They called the Christians, who are the existing religionists. They called them and they said that, you know, the people are not to be controlled. So please, you create some religion, you introduce religion, so that we can control the people. If people are fearful, okay, follow the government. So they said the religion should be such a way that don't say rebirth or reincarnation. Tell only one word. If they do pious activities, they'll go to heaven. That means their pious activity means sun gratification basically. And if you do sinful activity, you'll go to hell for eternal damnation. But the Christians say, no, but you know, there is reincarnation. You got a chance to again come and reform your life. No, don't bring all this philosophy. You want to control people. They tell them that if they do sinful activity, eternally they'll go to hell. And what is sinful and pious activities? That will tell you, help you how to design that. And for that, the God is created. This is a demonic civilization. Use God for your own purpose. So all these demonic philosophies or propaganda is based on this one act of, I want to be the controller, I want to control, I want to be the enjoyer. But devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, they keep coming and they challenge the materialistic Hiranyakashipus. Prahlad was one small boy and Hiranyakashipu was convinced, I created a big empire and nobody can challenge me. But one small Prahlad is, as Ara Gopinath Prabhu says, is under his nose, tip of his nose, he is telling, you know, you father, you are a fool. Oh, my dear father, you are a fool. And Hiranyakashipu could not take it. Had a tough time. Srila Prabhupada, by whose mercy, actually, he did that revolution. The whole political propaganda, the whole scientific propaganda, Prabhupada challenged them. Like Prahlad is challenging Hiranyakashipu. My Lord is everywhere. You give up your enmity. You go to forest and control your senses. In fact, future verses comes, Prahlad instructs, oh my dear father, you are a fool. And fool like you, in former times there were many fools like you who did not conquer the six enemies. They steal away the wealth of the body. And these fools were very proud, thinking, I have conquered all enemies in all the 10 directions. But if a person is victorious over the 6 enemies and is equipoised toward all living entities, for him there are no enemies. So this is what Prahlad is speaking to Hiranyakashipu, who has taken his sword to kill him. Can you imagine what a power Prahlad had? And where the power is getting from? Because he is convinced that Krishna is the source of his strength. So Prabhupada also went and challenged the scientist. Nobody could dare to refute Darwin philosophy. Nobody could dare to say that man never went to moon when the whole episode was in the heart, in a situation. The things are going on. Man is, they're showing the television, man is landing on the moon. Prabhupada laughed at them. Nobody could challenge the chemical evolution theory, which was at that time scientists are considered the gods. In fact, some of the followers of Prabhupada themselves had doubts in Prabhupada. But Prabhupada was like Prahlad Maharaj. He told, like, Prahlad told Hiranyak, you are a fool. You are getting the strength from the same Lord. So Prabhupada challenged that, you scientists have a brain. How can you manufacture anything without the brain? The brain is given by Krishna. The ingredients are given by Krishna. What you can manufacture on your own? So Prabhupada challenged them. Not only Prabhupada challenged, but within their territory, Prabhupada made their people Like Prahlad Maharaj convinced his school friends who are demonic schoolmates, sons of Hiranyakashipu and their company. He convinced them to take to devotional service. And Prabhupada did the same thing. He convinced the followers of so-called scientists, follow so-called politicians, followers of the age of Kali, he convinced them to take to devotional service. Because the strength of Krishna is ultimately victorious. Like we see Hiranyakashipu's empire. For some time he was ruling, he was very powerful, enthusiastic. But Prahlad's power looks like, you know, very weak. But because he's backed by the strength of Krishna, he became victorious. So that is the power of Krishna. In fact, in this whole purport, Prabhupada is talking about the source, the strength, the source of everything is Krishna. Anything powerful you see in this world is actually Krishna's power. In fact, there is a nice verse in the Vaishnava songbooks which says that Tumi Sarveshwareshwara, that by Krishna's Tumar Ichaya Vishveshrajana Samhar, by Krishna's desire, the world is created and destroyed. Tava Icha Mata Brahma Karena Srajana. By desire of Krishna, Brahmaji could create the universe. Tava Icha Mata Vishnu Karena Palan. By Krishna's desire, Vishnu is creating or maintaining this universe. Tava Icha Mata Shiva Karena Samhar. By Krishna's desire and Krishna's power, the Lord Shiva could destroy the universe. One time many demigods, they become very proud. They thought they are doing everything. So Krishna, whenever people become proud, Krishna has various ways to bring their pride down. So Krishna took the form of a small Brahmin boy and went in front of these demigods. And he told the demigods, you know, what power you have, who you are the demigods. And they are very proud. They did not even answer this Brahman. They said, you know, first of all, you tell me who you are. Brahman said, you know, I am a small, simple Brahman. But you tell me who you are. Vayu said, do you know who I am? I am Vayu. I can, you know, by my power of my wind, I can blow everything. So the Brahman boy said, okay, you know, I have a small, you know, kusha grass with me. Small grass. I put it on the ground. You try to blow it. And he felt insulted. What? This simple grass? I can bring tornadoes and I can bring, you know, powerful typhoons and uproot the mountains with small grass? You are kidding me. He said, try to first you do this, then later we see. So why with this full power you blowed air? The grass could not go. He used his all power. The grass could not even move a small inch. Then Vayu realized that, you know, this person is our Lord. I understood what is my power. Then Agni came. And Agni asked, Brahman asked Agni, who are you? I am Agni. What you can do? I can burn anything and everything. So Brahman said, okay, burn this small grass. And Agni used all his power and is exhausted. And he realized that this person is our master Vishnu. Then really they are not the source of, their Shakti, their source actually coming from Krishna. In this way, all the demigods themselves, you know, are humble and they realize Krishna is their power. Demigods, some at least they come to their senses. Sometimes they become proud, but they come to their senses. Krishna is the source of everything. And Krishna is also, in the Gita it is said, very interesting way, how Krishna is actually the maintainer and the source. In the 15th chapter of the Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna that Gama Vishacha Bhutani Dharayami Aham Vojasha Pushnami Chaushadi Sarva Somabhutva Rasatmakaha. I am the before the Yadaditya Gadam Tejam Jagat Bhashi Yadakilam. The whole world is sustained because of my power. The whole planet is rotating in different orbits because of Krishna's power. And not only that, the world is moving, but within the world, the vegetables which are getting this rasa is actually from Krishna. The moon is giving rasa to the vegetables by Krishna's mercy. And those vegetables eaten by the people, the strength to digest the Maham Vaishvanara Bhutva Praninam Dehamash, that fire is me, Krishna says. So from grasses to the subtlest, Krishna says, I am everywhere. I am everything. I am the source of all the strength. And finally Krishna says that even much more subtler, that Sarvasya Chaham Hridishan Vishnu, I am seated in your heart, and I am giving you memory, and I am giving you forgetfulness. I am the compiler of the Vedas. So Krishna is there in all stages of our life, from the macro level to the micro level. And the devotee is that person who remembers this and always know that behind him Krishna is a real source. In fact, Krishna gives the strength to demons also to act the way they like. They cannot do anything. When Hiranyakashipu was talking like this to Prahlad, Prahlad was looking around and he saw in the pillar Narsingadev is already appeared, he is ready, waiting. So Prahlad was keep looking at the pillar, looking at Narsingadev. And Hiranyakashipu was shouting, you know, rascal, you fool, you this, you that. And Prahlad Maharaj is very cool looking at the pillar. So Hiranyakashipu noticed, why is he keep looking at this pillar? Vinashakala viparida buddhi. Krishna is in his heart, he inspired him. Okay, you are talking about this, Vishnu is protecting you. Because he keep looking at the pillar, he told, is he in the pillar? Is Vishnu present in this pillar? So, why he has to ask this particular pillar? Why not something else? So, Krishna is actually inspired Hiranyakashipu to ask that particular, because he want to expedite the whole, you know, a whole mission. So, he asked, is he in this pillar? And Prahlad said, because yes, he is there. Then the whole thing takes place. So what is the difference between devotee and demons? The devotee is always conscious that behind everything, behind my power, there is Supreme Absolute Truth. Krishna is there. Without that, I can't do anything. But the demons, they are convinced that I am the independent, I am the source of everything, and because of me, the whole world is running. And that is the biggest problem. So, the whole human form of life is meant for this understanding. His Holiness Raghunath Maharaj says that the whole expansion of spiritual world is manifested only because of the loving reciprocation of Radha and Krishna. The Vaishnava philosophy is nothing but the expansion of enjoying mood of Radha and Krishna. Loving reciprocation. So, and the living entities are nothing but the cooperators, or one who participate in helping the loving relationship between Radha and Krishna, or the devotees and their Lord and their devotees. But the demonic mentality is that I want to have for my own enjoyment. I want to separate Krishna's energy for my own enjoyment. But devotional service, the devotee means one who wants to increase the loving relationship or loving reciprocation of Krishna and their confidential associate. And that is what the whole mood of the devotees. And because they want to do this, they never think they are the source of their strength. They just want to assist Krishna. Somewhere I can help, somewhere I can assist Krishna. Somewhere I can increase Krishna's enjoyment. And that is the mood of the devotee, being a humble instrument in giving enjoyment to Krishna. Not that I want to be the enjoyer. So Prahlad Maharaj, he was always, and by that they become powerful. Like Prabhupada says in this purport, that the only duty of the conditioned soul is to surrender into the Supreme Lord. One cannot become master unless one understands this philosophy. One's only duty is to surrender, for one is a servant and cannot independently attain the position of master. One can attain the position of master only by the mercy of the master, not independently. Very amazing statement. That even if a person wants to be enjoyer or a master, he has to serve Krishna. The demons, the Mayavadi, they want to become God. Why? Because God is highest position. Everybody worships God. So they want to get to the place of God. Everybody worships him. If everybody worships dog, then the Mayavadis probably may say, I want to be a dog. We are all dogs. Become one with the dog. But unfortunately, fortunately, that everybody worships God. So Mayavadis want to take the place of the God. But here Prabhupada says that is not actually intelligent. Even if you want to be a master, what you should do? You should see what the master himself aspiring for. If somebody wants to, get a lot of money, he will see, what Bill Gates is doing to get money. You want to do the same thing, correct? So if a person want to have highest enjoyment, he should see who is highest enjoyer, God, correct? And what God wants to enjoy, that he should do, that is intelligence. So what God himself, Krishna himself, what he is doing for enjoyment? Krishna is God himself, but Krishna who is God, himself is not satisfied in his position. Krishna want to, for his enjoyment, he want to take the place of his devotee. That's how his source of enjoyment is from the devotees. So Krishna himself, not satisfied, he want to take the place of his own devotee. That's why came a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So even if somebody wants to find out the highest enjoyment, it is not in the place of a God. And what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Okay, let me become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said? He himself, he did not say he is God. He wanted to be a servant of his own devotees. So God himself is teaching you that if you want ultimate enjoyment, you become servant of himself. God himself. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu want to be, he was serving Sarvam Bhattacharya, he is taking blessings from him. He is considering himself as inferior to Sarvam Bhattacharya. And it's not artificial humility. Mahaprabhu really feels like that. And he washes the clothes of the devotees. He serves the devotees. So God himself is teaching that how to be, which is the highest situation. So even if you want to imitate highest personality, and he is teaching you personally that if you want to be really happy, ultimate happiness is that you become devotee of God. And that is what actually the real intelligent thing. So one who worships Krishna is a real intelligence. The Mayavadis want to become God, but they are baffled. But the devotees, they don't want to become God. They want to serve God. But what happened in that? They actually get even higher enjoyment. Arjuna wanted to be Arjuna is a servant of Krishna, but Krishna is driving his chariot. That is the greatness of devotion service, that Lord himself want to serve the devotees. And the devotees want to serve the Lord. That is a loving reciprocation, and that for this purpose only the whole spiritual world is expanded for loving reciprocation. But leaving that loving reciprocation, if you want to become God, then the result will be like that of Hiranyakashipu. You are baffled in your attempt. But Prahlad, just like a fish in the water is flowing so fast, but the fish is not disturbed by the elephant who want to restrain, want to challenge the currents taken away by the flood. So Prahlad and the devotee, they just want to cooperate with the Lord. And in cooperating, sometimes they get more enjoyment. And Krishna wonders, my devotees are enjoying more than me. I want to taste their situation. And that is a competition going on. Krishna wants to give enjoyment to the devotees. The devotees want to give enjoyment to Krishna. That is the loving reciprocation which we are actually meant for. But if you forget that, then human form of life is waste. Then we'll conclude with the interesting verse by Kaviraj Goswami. Kaviraj Goswami says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, a nice understanding of loving reciprocation of the devotees with the Lord. He says, Sancharya Rama Bida Bhakta Mege Swabhakti Siddhanta Chaya Mritani Gaurabdirete Ramuna Vitarne Tadgyatva Ratnalayatam Prayati. Gaurabdi Mege, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is compared to the cloud. Gaurabdi Mege, Nija Bhakti, Gaurabdi Mege, Gaurabdi Mege, Nija Bhakti Yogi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is compared to the cloud, and Ramanandara is compared to the ocean. Swabhakti Siddhanta Chaya Amritani. That cloud of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is creating downpour of rainfall, that is Amrita. What is that Amrita rainfall? Svabhakti Siddhanta. His own conclusions of devotional service is pouring into the ocean of Ramananda Rai. And what happened back? What Ramananda Rai does? The ocean, the cloud, again gives the water back to the ocean. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is compared to the ocean, and cloud is compared to Ramananda Rai. And that ocean gives water to the cloud, and cloud receives the water, and again what the cloud does, it pours the water back into the ocean. So Ramananda Rai actually receives the bhakti conclusion, Svabhakti Siddhanta Chaya Amritani. He receives the bhakti conclusion from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and again he pours back into the ocean. But the ocean, Ramananda Rai says that, I don't have any power, I am just speaking, I am like a Veena Yantra, you are the player, I am just speaking. But the whole source is coming from Gaurabdi, the ocean of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And again what Mahaprabhu does, please give me, I don't know anything. Sarvamattacharya said that meet Ramananda Rai and get knowledge from him. So please tell me what is the truth. So Ramananda Rai is pouring water back into the ocean. And what happened in this whole situation? The ocean became more filled with Ratnalayata. I mean, the pure water falls in the ocean, and that water which is kept in the shillings, they become pearls. So the ocean becomes more decorated pearls and ratnas. So the Supreme Lord Krishna is full, is having everything, is Atmaram. But when he gives, bestow his mercy on the devotees, and the devotees reciprocate back to the Lord becomes even more glorious. And that is loving reciprocation. That loving reciprocation is what the spiritual world. Ramananda Rai is Mahaprabhu given to Ramananda Rai, and Ramananda Rai is offering back to him without any pride. He knows he is a source. The ocean doesn't need the water. At the same time, ocean gives the water, and ocean is happy to receive the water back. And that is loving reciprocation without envy. So when you see the devotees who are doing well in devotional service, when you become envious of them, Isvaran Radhanath Maharaj says that is like envying Krishna, because Krishna acts with the devotees. Krishna actually, the expertise in any devotee's life is actually Krishna's manifestation. Everything what you see, the splendor of everything is Krishna. So when you become envious of devotee, that is like envying Krishna. But when you have loving reciprocation with Krishna, and if you have that goal of life with Krishna, with all the devotees, loving reciprocation, and that will be the perfection of human form of life. And that's what Srila Prabhupada is trying to offer us. So we'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Forgive me for, I'm not a good speaker, bored you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.